این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. I hope you all are doing well. And welcome back to your beautiful episode on the Spring of Truth. I'm Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, your host, and today we are going to have a beautiful quote from the great leader, Imam Khomeini. So let's see what he said. Imam Khomeini said, "I would like to thank the merchants, the traders who have been subjected to inconveniences, the young people of bazaar and universities and science schools who have shed their blood in these affairs, the university professors. You have gained victory through your exceptional efforts and unity of expression." If we look at what he says, first, he thanks the merchants and traders. In any society, the marketplace is the heart of economy. But during a struggle, merchants often face a hard choice. They may lose money, face disruption, or be pressured to close their shops. When they continue despite these inconveniences, they are not just doing business, they are keeping the lifeblood of the movement flowing. Their sacrifice is quiet, but it is essential. A movement without economic support cannot breathe for long. Then he thanks the young people, specifically from the bazaar and universities and the science schools. Notice the variety. The bazaar youth, the university students, comes from different worlds, like different categories. Yeah. One is traditionally religious and business-oriented. The other is academically modern. See, of course, they are different in people. So in many societies, these two groups are far apart. But here, they are side by side offering their lives for a shared cause. This shows that the movement was not narrow. It had broad appeal across different social layers. Their blood shed together became a powerful proof of sincerity. Nothing strengthens a cause more than when its followers from all backgrounds are willing to give everything. So I would continue the second part in another episode, but I will read out the quote once again so you can ponder, where Imam says, "I would like to thank the merchants and the traders who have been subjected to inconveniences, the young people of the bazaar and universities and the science schools who have shed their blood in these affairs, the university professors. You have gained victory through your exceptional efforts and unity of expression." Inshallah, we'll continue in another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say,
La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.